Have you ever dreamed of being able to make more money, live a better life, and have the financial freedom that's rightfully yours? Well, now is your chance. With an engaging perspective and tone, your host Ryan Dement will guide you through your journey to financial freedom one step at a time. Let's get to it. Here is your host, Ryan Dement.
Hey guys, hope you guys are having a great week. This week, I want to continue a little bit on the roller coaster ride, but then also talk about some insights that I see going on in the marketplace, but also in the world. There's craziness going on. Iran attacking Israel. That shot off the 10-year and the 30-year treasuries where they skyrocketed. So we're now approaching 4.6% on the 10-year, and we're approaching over 5% on the 30-year. So that is going to shake up the real estate market for sure. And then on a personal front this week, and I haven't shared a lot of that, is my mom had to have some surgery. She's doing well. She's resting. And that brought everything into perspective for myself. Again, I seem to get sidetracked on perspective and what's important to me. And I saw a post on social the other day or today, I can't remember, is don't think about what you're achieving. Think about what that does for you as a person. Get rid of the material things and start thinking of the positive things that you get to do in life and the impact that you're doing. And to go full circle on that is the service piece. It's all about taking care of others. We don't hear a lot of that today. We don't deal with that today a lot. And I would strongly suggest we get into that place, because when you think about it, when you're in a bad place, there's typically somebody else that's in a worse spot than you are. And does that make you feel better? Does it change the way the world works? No. But can we be better humans? Better at helping others in their time of need? That old adage, what comes around goes around. Karma is a bitch. But also at the same time, when you're serving others and you're helping them get through their storm and their dark moments, is huge. For me, it's rewarding. I get it through selling houses, but I know I've got to do more. And I've got a couple ideas that I'm going to flesh out and see what I can do. I really want to help people around financial literacy, being able to buy a home, educating them on the home buying process. Those type of things help me relax and get into a better spot. And it allows my mind to just drift off. The other thing is I want to figure out, I don't think there's a local food pantry that's near me or a food bank. I want to volunteer there and pack boxes for people in need. I used to do that at my prior life at Discover, and I'd love to be able to do it again. So it's all about the giving aspect of life. But we're so caught up in achieving all these goals, the next promotion, the next pay raise, the next project you're managing to get you on the radar. But we actually don't sit back and look at what we've accomplished, one, but two, how are we helping others along this journey? And I think that's just where I'm at, perspective wise, is I'm stressing about everything in life, but I need to make sure that I'm impacting the people in my life that I love and care for, that also help me do better in life, that support me during my time of need, because we all have it. It is critical to have a tribe around you. Otherwise, where can you go? If you can't have support and be able to be with people that help you and will push you to get through those tough times, how is your life ever going to change? You can't do it on your own. It's just like entrepreneurship. You can try to do it on your own, but at some point it's going to fail. It's going to break. And I too have been there also. And I'm still there at times. I am still struggling with being a solopreneur. And today I'm hoping with these, I've got several phone calls that I've got scheduled that can help me grow the business to where these individuals have expertise in lead generation, but also closers to where it gets passed off to me and I'm not having to do all the work. That'll be huge. That'll be huge for our real estate business. It'll be huge for our lending business and soon to be our brokerage side where I can be a real estate agent / broker. Got to take the test. It's been delayed several weeks and I'm working on getting that back together. But all these things going on, the one thing I come back to, and I'm going to make it short this week, guys, is this. Family and loved ones, friends, however you want to look at that, are the most critical aspects of my life. And I feel I've potentially let some of my friends and family down. And after yesterday, going through my mom's surgery, getting her home, taking care of her, it brought perspective that my mom could be no longer here. And it's sad that it takes this type of thing to happen to say, okay, I need to make a change or I need to focus more on the positive things in my life versus the things that I'm trying to accomplish that I don't have. And I think there's a happy medium there to where I know that focusing on the things that I have today are critical to get me into tomorrow and can't worry about the past because the past is done. I have to live in this 30 seconds here in front of me, like I'm shooting this video now, to be able to have an honest conversation with myself about life and what I'm trying to accomplish and what I want to do. I truly want peace in my life. I truly want to be financially free so I can help others, including my family and loved ones and friends. But I can't get there if I'm totally distracted on a daily basis with all the other aspects of life and noise that's going on in the world. And I have to really sit down and think about what I'm grateful for, what I want in life, and then go after it. And then as I progress, I need to be thankful for those things. I'm not thankful enough. And I know you guys are probably saying, Ryan, this is not entrepreneurship. It sure is because it's life. Entrepreneurship is life. And if you're not happy in life, how are you supposed to be an accomplished entrepreneur, small business owner, husband, wife, uncle, aunt, father, mother? It doesn't work. It all stems from the core of what's inside you outwards. And I'm struggling with that. I truly am because I'm so worried about all the things going on in life. And I'm not being thankful for the things that I do have and really reflecting on that. And then being able to help others during their time of need. So guys, this week, I want to focus on getting that done. I'm going to probably do some short videos and talk about that a little bit more as I progress and get through some of these things that are going on. I'm still somewhat decompressing from yesterday, my mom's surgery, because it was something more than just minor. I'm not ready to share it at this point, but if once I do, I will. But I truly have to start being thankful for everything in front of me right now and truly feeling it inside and start helping more people in different ways because it's going to help me in the long run. And I know, guys, when it comes to this, it truly is a game changer. It's life changing. When you start putting others first and you start making sure they're taken care of, life changes. It changes in a great way. I'm 50 years old. I'm single. I'd like to be married and kids. Is it in my cards? I don't know. But I truly want to try and see what happens. But until I start really putting it out there and being thankful for what I have, how is anything going to change if I don't actually go after it and change what's inside instead of worrying and focused on the things that I'm trying to accomplish? Be thankful for the things I have. All right, guys. Hope you guys have a great week. Stay healthy. Stay safe. I'll see you guys on the other side.